Okay, thanks you, Armando. I would like, first of all, to thank the organizers of the symposium for inviting me. It's a real pleasure to be here at the Three Societies meeting in Minneapolis. So my name is Marc Corbeils. I work for CIRAD. CIRAD is the French research organization for agricultural development overseas. And since September, as Armando indicated, I'm based at CIMIT in Nairobi. So today I would like to talk about application of data meta-analysis for smallholder conditions, and I will illustrate that with a case study for conservation agriculture. I will try to show you that the use of meta-analysis is an interesting or a useful approach for evidence-based agronomy. I would also like to mention the fact that this study was funded by IFAD, the International Fund for Agricultural Development, and by the Climate Change Program of the CGR, CCAS. So the aim of the study was to perform a systematic literature review of studies, of published studies, of conservation agriculture in sub-Saharan Africa, and we wanted to have a better understanding of the crop responses to CA in under the conditions of sub-Saharan Africa, and then to identify the agroecological and the management conditions that favor positive crop responses to conservation agriculture, with the ultimate aim to help to target strategies of conservation agriculture and investments with CA development and research in Africa. So here is the outline of my talk of today. So I will give you first some background information on the study, then we'll give briefly an overview of the methods that we used in this study, then guide you through the results, the major results, and then give you some hopefully take home messages and also indicate what are the implications of the results of this study for CA strategies in Africa. So being or having worked for now almost a decade in Africa, I got struck by the huge interest of non-governmental organizations and also FAO in the promotion of conservation agriculture as the option of agriculture intensification. They see it often as the only means to overcome continuous low crop productivity and soil degradation on smallholder farms in sub-Saharan Africa. So for those who are not familiar with conservation agriculture or the practice of conservation agriculture, I will now briefly tell you what the three principles are that underpin conservation agriculture. First of all, it's minimizing soil disturbance by reduced or zero tillage. And secondly, keeping the soil covered with organic materials, mostly crop harvest residues, or in some cases residues from cover crops, so that we have at least a soil cover of about 30%. And then the third principle is the use of crop rotations of crop associations. So I would like also to show you the low adoption rates in sub-Saharan Africa. As you probably know, conservation agriculture is widely adopted by farmers in North and South America, also in parts of Asia, but these are mostly, the majority of those farmers are what we can call large-scale mechanized farms. So we have there estimations of of percentage cropland under CA between 15 and up to 60%, as in Argentina. While in Africa, there is much less success with adoption of CA by smallholders, and this despite two decades of research and development investments. You can see the figures. They are as low as they are mostly lower than 1% of total cropland area. So, probably driven by the fact that donors have a huge interest in CA, we saw a growing number of studies published in the literature on CA. This graph gives you an idea about the almost exponential increase in the number of publications over the last years that deal with conservation agriculture in sub-Saharan Africa. So if you have a look at those publications, then you see that they are conducted under a range of conditions, different climate, different soils, different crop management, and different cropping systems, and that the effects of CA on crop yields, and they are often in most studies compared to the conventional tillage-based systems, so the effects are quite diverse. So that led us to do a meta-analysis, and we followed the protocol or the standard protocols of conducting a meta-analysis. That means that we started with a search of scientific literature, and we had a few criteria. The most important I list here. So the publications had to report on field experiments with at least the effect of no or minimum tillage researched. So at least that principle of conservation agriculture. The studies had to be under rain-fed conditions, so we left out all the studies under irrigation. And the studies had to report means, sample size, standard deviation or standard errors of crop yields, or information like LSD from which we could calculate those variables. So we came, the result was that we had 66 peer-reviewed papers that we selected, and with a final data set of 695 independent studies, so studies that compare conservation agriculture systems with conventional tillage-based systems. So for the proper meta-analysis, we used the random effects model to calculate effect sizes. It means that we considered explicitly the within-study variance. And as effect size, we estimated the weighted mean difference in grain yield between the CA and the CT treatment. And we used a classical meta-analytical approach, which is the method of moments. But I will not go into detail of this statistical analysis. And the weight that we gave for each study was calculated as the inverse of the variance. So it means that a study with a lot of variance had less weight than a study with small variances. So this map gives you an overview of the sites where the studies were conducted that we selected in our meta-analysis. As you can see, most of those sites or the sites were located in, if you are familiar with Africa, savanna-type regions. And I will show you also later in regions where maize is the main crop that is cultivated. You can see also that most of the studies, a lot of studies came from southern Africa, Zimbabwe, Malawi, and Zambia. This is also the region where most of the development work on CA is or has been taken place. So I will guide you now to the main results of our study. So I will give you a set of this type of graphs. What you see here is the weighted mean difference in crop yield between CA and CT. So negative values mean that the yield under CA is lower than under CT. You can see also the end. So maybe I should put that. So the end means the number of studies that were selected for each of the treatments. And these bars show the 95% confidence intervals. So what you see here are three bars, and the first bar corresponds with systems where only NT, no tillage, is practiced, without mulching and without crop rotations. The results that we got is that on average we get a negative CA response and yields are on average about 63% lower under CA compared to CT. It's only when in studies where no tillage is done in combination with mulching, or no tillage in combination with mulching and rotations, that we get positive crop responses. So yields under CA are higher than yields under CT, and this is on average between, let's say, 250 and 300 kilograms per hectare. This is over all crops, so and I will come back to that, the crop types. If we now look closer into the effect of mulching, we categorized our studies in amount of initial mulch applied. So these studies are only the studies where conservation agriculture is practiced in combination with mulching. And from so this is the same type of graph, and here what we can see from here is that at least an amount of 1 ton per hectare will give us positive crop responses. If we go with lower mulches, then we have a huge variability, but the crop response is on average not significantly different from zero. It means that CA and CT yields are the same. So it clearly indicates the importance of mulching and the importance of the amount of mulch. The higher the mulch, there is a trend of higher yields. Now on the effect of crop species. Again the same graph. What we see here is that most of the studies, and these are the 300, or the most of the observations, I must say, they deal or with maize as crop, yeah? And also the maize is the crop where we have the highest response of CA treatment on crop yield. For the other crops, sorghum, cowpea and cotton, there is no significant response due to CA. And even for soybean, on average, we find a negative response. So yields under CA are lower than under CT. Now, we looked also at what is the crop response under CA in time. And here I show you the results of the meta-analysis only for maize with mulching and or rotation. So the no-tillage treatments without mulching are left out. So what we expect is that yield benefits, they accumulate over time because it is known that CA gradually improves biological, chemical and physical properties of the soil, so soil fertility. So these results, they are in agreement with that. If we draw a regression through the point, then we see a significant trend of higher yields with number of years under CA. I will come back to this also because this is important for smallholder farmers. I would like to show you some results of a study that we did some years back, also meta-analysis. You see also it's presented a bit in a different way, but the same effect size, weighted mean difference. But here, in contrast what I previously showed, here we took all published long-term experiments all over the world, so also outside Africa, in sub-humid and semi-arid regions. And these results show if we have no tillage with mulching under continuous maize, that it may take up to 10 years before we get a kind of positive crop yield response. And there is not really a significant trend. If we look at the CA practices with rotation, and often these are legumes, then we do see after 20-25 years a significant response of the CA practice on crop yields. So back to the results of this study with studies only in sub-Saharan Africa, we categorized our database according to the amount of fertilizer applied. And it should be clear that the same amount of fertilizer was applied under conventional tillage systems as under conservation agriculture systems. So there's no difference there. But in trials where low amounts of or zero amounts of fertilizer were applied, and I would say up to 60 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, we get quite low responses. Even here, they are not significantly different from zero. It's only when we have application rates of 60, 90 kilograms, or more than 90 kilograms per hectare, and even there we don't really see it, but there is a significant crop response under CA if we have fertilizer rates between 60 and 90 kilograms per hectare. Again, this is important for the conditions of smallholder farmers in Africa. Then we did the same exercise for the herbicide use. So we looked at all the experiments where under the CA treatment no herbicides was used versus the CA treatments where herbicides was used, and compared the yields with the CT treatment, so the tillage-based system, where in most of the cases no herbicides were used. So you can clearly see that under CA, without herbicides, we don't have a positive response of CA treatment. It's only when herbicides are used that crop responses to CA seem to be positive. Then the last slide that I want to show about the results is on the effect of seasonal rainfall. And here we categorized all the trials into four rainfall patterns. And these are actual rainfall values, so during which the trials were conducted. And here also, to me, something interesting is that if the rainfall is very low, and these are only the trials with maize, if the rainfall is very low, then we get a negative to zero response. So this is in contrast what quite some people are claiming, is that CA is a measure for lower rainfall or climate change, dry spells. So these results do not seem to show that. While the highest responses were found under 400 to 600 millimeters. This is also, to my opinion, a bit under the normal rainfall amount for maize. So this may indicate that CA has there a positive effect if rainfall is below normal. Responses were lower when rainfall was above normal up to high. So what are my main conclusions from this meta-analysis? First of all, mulching, often through crop residues, and rotations are required for effective yield benefits under CA. Secondly, we found that maize is the most researched crop in the studies in sub-Saharan Africa, and also give the best responses. Thirdly, the short-term benefits are rather small, and benefits become higher over the years under CA. Fourth, it's clear that higher benefits with CA are expected when fertilizer and herbicides are applied. And crop responses seem to be highest under a bit below optimal rainfall. So another conclusion that I want to point out, and that I did not show in the results, is that the types of design of field trials that we included in our meta-analysis, they do show a high heterogeneity. So the type of minimum tillage or no tillage can be very different. And we found that also in our results. There is an index in meta-analysis that shows you that. So that means also that our results are pretty sensitive to methodological options, such as which data do we, or which studies do we include or exclude from our database, the metrics that we use for the effect size, and also whether here I showed you we used the weight difference, but other people are using the ratio of the yields, log transformed. The data extraction, that's also important. Some people leave out outliers. Outliers can have a serious effect on the overall yield. And then the weighting functions that are used. We used, as I told you, the inverse of variance. Some other people use the number of repetitions per study. And then also there are other approaches in statistical analysis. So I just want to point your attention on this, and I think the next speaker, Sylvie, she will more elaborate on that one. So to finalize, I want to indicate the implications that these results of our study has for smallholder farming systems in sub-Saharan Africa. As I showed you, mulching is important. However, mulching competes seriously with the use of crop residues for cattle feeding in most African systems. We know that feed is typically in short supply and takes preference because cattle is for a lot of smallholder farmers the basis of livelihood. And this is true especially under semi-arid conditions where livestock is of great importance and often biomass production is low, is limiting. And then thirdly, in a lot of systems we also have the practice of free grazing. It means that cattle can just graze wherever they want after harvest. This is also a serious bottleneck for leaving the mulch on the farms. Then I showed you also that the yield benefits are quite small during the first years, and that they become usually important over the long term. While on the other hand, costs involved with the practice of CA is immediate. So this is a serious bottleneck also for adoption of CA by smallholder farmers. Then thirdly, the legumes and other cereal crops, they gain in many cases limited interest by farmers because there are no ready markets for sale. And this means also that the rotation, which is also an important principle of CA, is often difficult to practice by smallholder farmers. And then the results of our meta-analysis also clearly showed the importance of having fertilizer on your fields and the use of herbicides when you practice CA. Now this involves cash, and cash need for purchase of fertilizer and herbicides is often a problem for smallholder farmers and is only possible for the better resourced farmers in the community. On top of that, the poor functioning of access to input markets is also a bottleneck for the purchase for the use of fertilizer and herbicides. And then a last point regarding implication for smallholder farmers. When we look at CA, then we see often competition with weeds. Now in the trials, often in the cases where no herbicides is used, in the majority of those cases, the amount of labor or the amount of hours spent for weeding increases. This means that on a farm, labor demand for weeding increases, and this implies often a shift of work from mechanized to manual labor, or from men to women. So that's to me an important point also to consider when we promote conservation agriculture on smallholders in sub-Saharan Africa. So to finalize, we really think that with the promotion of CA, we need to target the investments. And this graph here, or this schema, shows you a first attempt to try to typologize where this investment should be targeted and to which type of farmers. So we think that CA will work better on steep slopes than on flat land through the application of mulching and through the erosion effect. It is clear also that in systems where there is abundant biomass, CA has more chance to succeed than in systems with poor productivity, and this is also related with the competition for mulch. And related to that, insistence where there is few livestock, little competition for crop residues. CA is also expected to work better than in systems where we have many livestock. It should also be clear that CA is meant to be easier to implement by wealthier farmers who can afford the inputs, who can afford fertilizer and herbicides, in contrast to farmers who have little capacity to invest in those inputs. And related to that, also good markets. Communities that have good access to markets will also have easier access to those inputs which are necessary for practicing CA. And then the last one is the overall enabled institutional environment. It is clear that where the environment and extension services are working better, the promotion of CA, which is a rather complex cropping system, we'll have more chances than succeed than in areas where there is a poor institutional environment. I thank you for your attention.
We really don't have much time. Maybe one question.
Hi, I'm Laura. I'm a speed teacher in USAID and USDA. I was wondering, that was a great talk and I appreciated how you parsed everything out. There's one additional variable for maize especially. I was wondering if you can open pollinated varieties versus hybrid varieties, or like what the seed source was in general.
No, we did not consider that.
Do you have a sense from reading those studies if it fell in one category or another?
No, I cannot recall that. Maybe we could do that, but that was a variable that we did not include. But do you expect differences?
I might, yeah. So I was just curious. Yeah.
Okay, no, we didn't do that.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, for your comment.